Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast, where Transova team members and industry experts will cover how our reproductive toolbox of embryo transfer, in vitro fertilization, sorted semen, and cloning technologies can multiply the success within your livestock breeding program. Throughout our series, we will also cover a wide array of topics such as frequently asked questions, management and care advice, as well as client and location highlights.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast. Emily and Sarah back again for a new episode. And with us today, we have Dr. Travis White from Saskatoon Colostrum. Thanks, Travis, for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Yeah. So Travis, we obviously know who you are since you're a past Transova team member, but why don't you share with our listeners a little bit about yourself and your role at Saskatoon?
You bet. So yeah, Dr. Travis White, a veterinarian, grew up in Eastern Idaho on a cow-calf operation out there, and then went to undergraduate at Utah State and went to vet school at Washington State. Following vet school, I actually opened a private practice in central South Dakota that I owned and operated for 8 years, and then ended up joining the Transova team. And while at Transova, started out as a professional service veterinarian and then transitioned to Transova University, where I trained our inside veterinarians and outside practitioners in all aspects of advanced reproduction. And then had the opportunity to come to Saskatoon, and am now serving as their director of veterinary technical services, and have since moved back to Idaho. So I'm back in my hometown, all of my family's here. And so it's good to be back here.
Well, we're certainly glad you can join us. It's always nice to have a familiar and friendly face online. So we appreciate you joining us today. Could you go ahead and maybe tell us a little bit about where you are now and who is Saskatoon Colostrum and kind of what your mission is as a company?
Yeah, so Saskatoon Colostrum Company was actually founded in 1994 by Dr. Debbie Haynes and a group of immunologists at the Western College of Veterinary Medicine in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. So she had been approached by Western Canadian beef producers looking for a colostrum replacer. And she came up with a proprietary heat treatment system where we can collect raw colostrum. We collect from about 1 million cows worldwide. And we can standardize that colostrum, heat treat it, and still maintain all the bioactives, and then dry it down and ship it out as a complete product. So it's whole bovine colostrum. There's nothing added and nothing removed from it. It's as close to Mother Nature as you can get. And our mission is really to create healthier calves. So our vision, mission vision is science, nature, care. So everything we do is backed by science. We do a significant amount of research. Everything that we do is published, peer-reviewed research that we conduct. And then the nature part is we want to keep it as close to Mother Nature as possible. And then, of course, the care part. We're caring for infant animals and trying to get them the best start in life.
Very good. And I think the one thing too that's cool is that Saskatoon is part of the Urus family, which Transova is now part of the Urus family as well. So we're sisters in some form, right? Yep. Which is cool. Yeah. So I guess, you know, when you're talking about making the best calves, that's follows along with Transova's mission of healthy live calves from an embryo. And so once you get that calf on the ground, colostrum is basically the next step to make sure that you've got a healthy calf that, you know, really solidifies your investment into that technology that you invested in. So Travis, you know, there's a few products that Saskatoon has. If you had to pick one, which is a must for dairy producers to have, and I guess which is a must for beef producers to have.
Yeah, when I think about the dairy operations, you know, probably our biggest impact we have is that we want those producers to use as much of their maternal colostrum as they can. But oftentimes that maternal colostrum is of a poor quality. It doesn't have the potency of antibodies that it needs to have to protect the calf. And so Our biggest application in the dairy industry is what we call enrichment, where we take that poor quality or low quality colostrum and we add some colostrum powder in to improve the potency of it. And so for most of the, especially larger dairy producers, the most economic and best product out there for them to use is a product we have called HiCal. And so that HiCal, it's a high fat product, but still has a high level of immunity. And they can add that into their maternal colostrum to really improve the quality of that. When we talk about the beef sector, you know, most often we're talking about fully replacing a calf. So a calf that's been orphaned at birth, or maybe we had to deliver it via C-section or assisted calving in some way, and we have to give that calf a full dose of colostrum replacer. And so in those instances, it's hard for me to pick one product. There's really two products that come to mind. So colostrum 200 would be our full replacer colostrum. And then the other one is a private label we do for Gen X, and it's called Foundation 150. It comes in a perfect udder bag with a disposable esophageal feeder. And so you just fill it up. There's a fill line. You fill it up to that fill line, shake it, and administer it to the calf. So one of those two products are the ones I would have on hand. The nice thing about the Foundation 150 is that, you know, if we have a calf that's been orphaned, so it's not going to get any maternal colostrum whatsoever, we can give that first dose in the first 2 hours of life, which is critical. We have to get colostrum in a timely fashion. So the first dose of colostrum has to be administered within 2 hours of birth. And then we typically would need to follow that up with a second dose of colostrum 6 to 8 hours later. And so that Foundation 150 is kind of the perfect setup for that, because they get 150 grams of IgG in the first 2 hours and then another 150 later on. The other thing that's nice with the Foundation 150 is that we can use it as a supplemental dose too. And so if we think about cows or heifers that need supplemental colostrum, if we look at the incidence of failure of passive transfer, so failure of passive transfer is when a calf doesn't consume enough IgG, and that sets them up for a plethora of problems. So they're 5 times more likely to die before weaning, they're 6 times more likely to become sick before weaning. And so we have to ensure those calves achieve passive transfer. And if we look at the beef industry, about 33% of calves fail passive transfer. Conversely, if we look at the dairy industry, it's only about 12%. And the reason that is because we actively manage those dairy calves. They're born, we ensure they get colostrum at birth, and then they get more colostrum 6 to 8 hours later. But in the beef industry, we kind of leave it up to Mother Nature. And so the biggest issue we have is with first calf heifers. So the majority of that 33% comes from first calf heifers. So in my opinion, we should be supplementing every calf born to a first calf heifer. And then we need to look at the cow herd. So if we have a cow that has a history of weaning a light calf, or she, you know, a history of having a calf that gets pneumonia or scours or something like that, that could be an indication that she had low quality or low volume of colostrum when she calved out. And so providing those cows with a supplemental dose of colostrum as well. And then the third area is, you know, as we talk about these IVF or embryo-derived calves, we know that they have a rougher start at birth too. And so there is some indication out there that they don't absorb colostrum at the same rate as a native born calf. And so we're doing some investigatory work to try to parse that out, to figure out if that's real, or is it just is it just something that we're seeing that isn't true? But we are going to do a research project to establish if that's true. But you know, we've invested all this time and money to get this embryo calf on the ground. And so, you know, putting a supplemental dose of colostrum into that calf is really, I think, the best practice that we need to move forward with. So that these calves get the best start that they can.
That's interesting data that you're mentioning. And, you know, your background, Travis, as, you know, somebody who's worked as a veterinarian within Transova Genetics, that's, I think you probably bring a unique insight to some of that and some of that research that Saskatoon colostrum is going to be doing. So we'll maybe have to touch base on some of that at another time. In my mind, Saskatoon colostrum is one of those companies that's kind of synonymous with quality. And you've already mentioned that part of your mission was science, and you mentioned data, kind of peer-reviewed material. Could you maybe share with us, is that information viewable for people? Can, you know, if somebody's interested in some of that information, where can they find that?
Absolutely. So we actually have a published paper list that we can get out to you guys, and you can distribute that. It's about 2 pages long of all the research projects that we've been involved in. Yeah, so that's readily available. A lot of it's available online as well. A lot of the colostrum research that's been done, if you search for colostrum and you find a research paper, a lot of that has been done by Saskatoon colostrum.
Very good. Yeah, we'll have to link that to this podcast episode for anybody that is interested in doing some extra reading over the holidays about colostrum stuff. And I think, you know, you made some really good points in your last answer of when you should supplement, you know, especially on beef cattle. Is that necessary all the time or just on certain situations? So I know when we were talking, that was a question that popped up in my mind, and then you answered it. So I'm sure other people will want to read a little bit more about that science behind that as well. Where can producers find SCCL products? Can they just go to their local tractor supply and buy them, or do you need to be hooked up with a certain dealer?
No, so we do. So we run through all of wholesale distribution. So your, MWIs, Animal Health Internationals, they all carry it. Gen X Rep and Alta Rep also carry the Saskatoon brands. And then you can find it at Tractor Supply and Menards. Any of the retail fleet type, farm and fleet type stores carries the Saskatoon brand. And so we do have our branded products, which are Saskatoon specific. So that would be things like CCT Gold, which is a 60 gram supplement, the Colostrum 200, like I talked about. We also have the High Cal, and then we have an organic product called Fresh Start. And so, or Pure Start, sorry. Those are available at most of the, through all of wholesale distribution. And then at Tractor Supply, they carry a product line of ours called Colostrix. It's probably the most recognized colostrum brand in the nation. When we purchased Colostrix, we put our powder into it. Prior to our ownership, it was a formula-based. So it was more or less IgGs mixed with milk replacer. And we feel like colostrum needs to have all of the bioactives that are intended, just like Mother Nature intended. They're in there for a reason. And so Colostrix is available through your retail chains. Most of your vet clinics are going to carry it, so you should be able to buy it through your local veterinarian as well.
Very good. Travis, you've mentioned kind of several products that are available at several different locations. Does your team, or do you have any way that you give recommendations or guidance on which products are right for certain situations or maybe particular breeders? Do you have a system in how you would guide people to choosing the best product?
We do. So we have what's called our beef protocol. So for beef producers, we have a beef protocol, and then that is kind of a diagram. You answer yes or no, and it kind of guides you into, do I need to supplement or do I need to replace? And then it gives you the products that you could use for either of those. Now, any of the products can be used in a myriad of ways. So just like the Colostrum 200, that's viewed as the premier highest potency colostrum replacer on the market. But you could use it as a supplement as well. So you could just use a quarter to a half of a bag, and that would be considered a supplemental dose. So many of the products, you know, producers don't have to have a bunch of different products on the shelf. They could just have one product and use it in a myriad of ways. And then on the dairy side, again, we're typically guiding, you know, a lot of our dairies are using bulk presentations. They're buying like a 37 pound pail or a 44 pound bag of the High Cal, and then again, they're just using it if they have to do a full replacer dose for a calf that they just don't have colostrum on hand for whatever reason. They can use it as a full replacer. They can use it for the enrichment as well. And then we do have another application that we call Post Day One, where they feed a small amount, 70 grams of colostrum powder each day for the first 2 weeks of life, trying to mimic the transition milk of a beef cow.
They feed the powder to the cows or to the calves?
The calves. Yep. So they put it in the calf's milk nutrition for the first 2 weeks.
Gotcha. That's all very interesting stuff, Travis. So for a noob like me, who's getting back into my own cattle herd, I get nervous giving colostrum. I don't want to put the tube down the wrong way. What resources are out there, or what do you tell people that are nervous about giving, maybe on the beef side more than dairy, of, you know, what are some advice that you give somebody that's maybe new to this sort of thing? They just usually let their cows calve and hope for the best. You know, what advice would you give somebody that's kind of getting into this for the first time?
Yeah. So the biggest thing is we don't necessarily have to tube feed the colostrum. So you can use a nipple in a bottle. It's going to take a little more time. That calf's going to, just like nursing from mom, it's going to drink a small amount and then take a break. And but you can feed it via a nipple. So if they're really concerned about using an esophageal feeder, they can use a bottle and a nipple, and that's perfectly okay. If they choose to use an esophageal feeder, there's lots of YouTube videos out there that do a great job of explaining how to do or how to administer it via an esophageal feeder. The biggest thing I told my clients in practice was, you know, we have to stabilize the calf so that it's not moving around. So typically putting the calf's head between your legs, so it's kind of facing forward, elevating the head, and then we introduce that tube from the right pointed to the left side of the calf. So the esophagus runs down the left side of the calf's neck. So as we introduce that tube, and then you put a little pressure on the left side of the calf's neck with your thumb. And if you can feel the tube running past your thumb, then you know you're in the right spot. If it's in the trachea where we don't want to be, you won't be able to feel the bulb of that esophageal feeder because of the cartilage rings in the trachea. You won't be able to feel that. But if you're in the esophagus, you'll be able to feel the tip of that tube. And if you can feel the tip of the tube, then you're good. Then we just kind of administer it slowly, or you know, we start out fairly rapidly and then kind of slow down over time as that calf's gut starts to expand, and just give the calf time to intake the colostrum. Probably the biggest areas I see, you know, where disasters happen and we end up drowning a calf or something like that. A lot of times they're trying to do it while the calf's laying down. And so the head isn't elevated, or the calf is thrashing around and they end up going into the trachea at one point. But usually that calf, if it has a suckle reflex and it can swallow, it's pretty tough to actually get it in the trachea.
Good information to know, and probably good information for somebody who's going to try that for maybe the first time, or maybe just doesn't have as much experience with it as others may. Travis, you know, at Transova, you're familiar with the toolbox of services and how we promote that. And we like to talk about what makes, you know, Transova's toolbox of services different. Maybe put on your SCCL hat and tell me about what makes SCCL products better, different. You know, what is the advantage to using those maybe over other options?
Yeah. So the biggest one is that, like I said before, it's whole bovine colostrum. We're as close to Mother Nature as you can get. Where our competitors are mostly doing what's called a component-based or a serum-based colostrum. Again, where they take IgGs either from colostrum or from blood serum, and then they mix that with milk replacers. So they miss out on these compounds. So there's 240 different bioactive compounds that we know of. There's probably thousands that we haven't discovered yet. But all of those bioactive compounds play a significant role in the calf's health. So some of them go to stimulate the gut to grow, so the villi of the gut to get long and pendulous so they can absorb nutrients. Some of them are natural antimicrobials and natural anti-inflammatory agents. There's also prebiotics. There's over 40 different prebiotics that stimulate the gut bacteria to grow. And so we feel like we need to have all of those bioactive components in there. So that's the main thing that sets us apart is whole bovine colostrum, nothing added, nothing taken away. Second would be the research. Our colostrum is the most well-researched colostrum on the market. We have those papers to prove that, and we stand behind that science. And then I think the third one would be just the service that we provide. So we have two veterinarians on staff, myself and Dr. Mike Nagorski. We are available anytime that there are questions. We'll come out and do farm visits. We'll do whatever we need to support our customers. And then Jeff Langmeyer, who is our director of sales here in the U.S., he's also there as a support system as well. So those would be the three main things I think set us apart from every other company.
Careful what you wish for, Travis. I'm going to have you come out to my farm here soon.
Just let me know. I'll be there.
Next time you're in Ohio, you let me know. Yeah. And I think that's all great points, Travis. And I would also add, you know, you guys are a wealth of knowledge and you're all three of you are very passionate about your products and serving your clients, which I think is very important too in our business. And you've all have your own cattle or all very experienced in our industry outside of just Saskatoon colostrum, which I think is awesome as well. So Travis, I think that gets us to the end of our questions. Is there anything that you'd like to add? Anything you wish we would have asked you?
Yeah, I guess one thing is just be on the lookout. We are going to be working hand in hand with Transova to hopefully get Transova satellites to be carrying Saskatoon colostrum. So again, that'll be another place where you can pick up your colostrum. When you go to pick up your calf or pick up your embryos, then the colostrum will be available for you right there at the satellite center. And so that'll be coming out early next year. And so be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, that's an exciting partnership now that we're part of Eurus that we can partner with other companies on things like that. And so, yeah, it'll be an added benefit to our clients to have the Saskatoon products a little more accessible to them. So we're excited about that as well.
I think we could dive into some of the nitty gritty, but that would take another, couple hours? We'd really have to put Travis on the spot.
Well, thank you again, Travis, for joining us today. We will link some of the research topics in the Saskatoon website to this podcast and maybe that beef protocol that you had mentioned as well. We'll link that and then your email in case anybody has additional questions. They can reach out to you and also the Transova team as well because we have used that product on our own calves in Sioux Center too. So a lot of good experience around that. So thanks again, Travis, and we will catch you all next time on the Powered by Transova podcast.
We appreciate you tuning in to Transova. If you have any topics you'd like to hear more about, send an email to moreinformation@transova.com. Thank you.